Nearly 6 years ago, President George W. Bush named Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principi to the BRAC Commission. He was the chairman of the Base Realignment and Closure Commission. The move was a bold one because the nation was at war at the time, but the president and Congress agreed that the military's infrastructure wasn't quite in line with the needs of the armed forces. So today, in our first installment of BRAC Impact, a Federal News Radio and WTOP in-depth series, Secretary Principi joins us live in studio to talk about how that decision-making process has become reality. Mr. Secretary Principi, I believe, is the appropriate honorific. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the decision-making process, the priorities that had to go into consideration when making the decisions of what to keep, what to toss, what to close, what to move.
Exactly. By law, BRAC law, there are 8 criteria by which the Secretary of Defense must first evaluate and then make recommendations on the closure or realignment of military installations. Those recommendations then come to the independent BRAC Commission to review those recommendations and to ensure that they are consistent with the criteria established by law. If we find that the Secretary significantly deviated, we can take a base off the list. At the same time, we could also add a military installation to the closure or realignment list if we felt that perhaps it was excess and not needed by the military.
Now, this particular set of BRAC that we're starting to really get into the heavy part of now was a lot of change, a lot of profound change for a lot of people, and also some expenditure for the government. So what were the chief decision drivers in some of these, especially the Walter Reed situation and DISA and so forth?
Certainly. This was a very, very large BRAC round. As a matter of fact, there were 190 independent recommendations that came to the commission that impacted 837 decision points, whether it be realignments or closures. That was double the number of the previous BRAC round, and it was more than all previous BRAC rounds combined. So we had 837 decisions that had to be made, and we had a very short period of time, and the implementation has to be by September 30th of 2011. So time is running out on the military to effect these closures or realignments.
I have to ask, I've asked everybody we've talked to about BRAC this very question, and I get the same answer every time, so I'm going to ask you now. What is the penalty if you miss that deadline?
Well, I'm not sure there's any penalty. You are in technically in violation of the law.
Okay.
But if DOD finds that they cannot meet the deadline for September 2011, they can go to Congress, ask the Armed Services Committee for an exemption, an extension of time, if you will, and I'm confident that the Congress would go along with that.
Because the answer I always get is, we're not going to miss it. It's not relevant. We're not going to miss it. I know you're not, but if you don't, if you do, what happens? And yeah. Now I know.
Let's get the slap the back of your hand, but I'm not sure much more would happen.
We're speaking with Anthony Principi, the former VA secretary and chairman of the BRAC Commission. Now, when you make the decision to affect thousands of people's commutes and billions of dollars, is there much sentiment in any of the decision? I mean, closing Walter Reed, which many saw as a historic place in Washington, or is it pretty much the numbers cut and dried and the chips fall where they might?
Well, there is an impact. Visiting military bases, and there might be 30,000 residents of that community, of that military base, that were there to greet the BRAC Commission from the point of when we landed at the airport to the gates of the military installation. Our most important priority is our national security and our men and women in uniform, to make sure that they have the resources and the right installations that conforms to the national security posture. And our decisions really have to be made primarily on military value. But there are 4 other factors that are more economic. What is the economic impact on a community? What is the environmental remediation cost going to be? Is there availability of land, airspace? And so we looked at the non-military value criteria, But clearly, at the end of the day, it's all about military value. And communities in the future that are facing a BRAC, whenever that might be, really need to focus on military value if they want to keep the gates of that base open.
I understand there's not a lot of room for sentimentality, as Tom was alluding to, because of the military value. One is going to definitely outweigh the other. But what about what you're facing now? Maybe not you directly, but what you're hearing now is the issue of infrastructure and traffic, and people are really, really worried about that.
Well, understandably so, and I think DOD has to do a better job in the future to weigh the transportation cost, the impact on a community. Now, we're facing the situation on Seminary Road. That was not a BRAC decision. That came after BRAC. Our decision was consistent with the Secretary's recommendation to take personnel out of lease space in Arlington and surrounding communities and place them on Fort Belvoir, which was a major receiving installation. Sometime after BRAC concluded and made its report to the President and the Congress, an amendment to some bill that mandated that the Seminary Road area was a satellite of Fort Belvoir. Incredulous to me that that happened. And now we're faced with 6,000 people, the traffic congestion, things of that nature, is going to have to be addressed.
Boy, by that criterion, you could say the Taj Mahal is a satellite to the Fort Belvoir, too.
Precisely.
And I wanted to ask, too, when you're looking at all this and you are confronted as a commission with the entirety of DOD, at least in the United States, where do you begin? How do you know where the ripe areas are for BRAC process in the first place?
Well, that comes about from the criteria that are spelled out that the Secretary, you know, of Defense is required to assess all military installations throughout the United States to see how they fit into those criteria, what military value is added by that base. And the initial decisions are made by the military services. They have teams that come together and address those issues, and then it comes to the commission.
So if you had advice for the next BRAC round that'll be coming around, because it'll happen again, right?
Yes.
So the advice you would have as somebody who has been through it, lived through it, and seen the results would be what?
Well, the commission did make some recommendations if there's another BRAC round. And as you indicated, it's almost certain there will be a BRAC round at some time, mm-hmm. whether it's in 2012 or 2014. I don't know. That's up to the President and the Secretary of Defense. But I'm certain there will be one because, you know, our national security posture is forever changing as we have new threats. So I think that's a given. What should be done differently? Congress has mandated that the Department of Defense undertake a quadrennial defense review to look at its strategies and its policies. We did not get the quadrennial defense review prior to our BRAC decision. That would have been enormously helpful to us. So any BRAC in the future should follow the QDR. Secondly, I think this is Secretary of Defense the Department of Defense needs to do a better job estimating the cost of base closures or realignments. In the 2005 round that I chaired, the Secretary said there'd be savings of about $48 billion over 20 years. We found that it was around $35 billion. And then when you look at some policies regarding military personnel being transferred and how those costs were allocated, it drops it way, way down to about $18 billion. I will say that the 2005 round was about transformation, not just about cost saving. Secretary Rumsfeld, rightfully so, wanted to transform the military to make it much more effective, much more coalesced, more joint operations. So a lot of these recommendations related to transformation of our military.
And final question, having been a chair, for the next sucker they pick to be the chair, would you tell that person, go ahead, it's a great honorific, or turn around and run as fast as you can?
Well, when I went before my confirmation hearing on the Senate Armed Services Committee, they questioned my sanity for agreeing to do it. So, no, I think it's a great honor, and it's very, very important to our men and women in uniform. You know, we're in two wars. I'm sure there'll be other skirmishes in the future. It's very, very important that for our national security, to ensure that dollars are being used for equipment, for training, for personnel needs, and not being wasted on excess infrastructure, I think it's a very, very important undertaking.
Anthony Principi is former VA Secretary and Chairman of the BRAC Commission. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.